our God in the highest. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. I am here with my beautiful, wonderful wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And we welcome you, the New Creation Church family, welcome you to our virtue sanctuary, our midweek service. I believe that there's a word from the Lord for you. I mean, make that thing personal. We are at the beginning of a new year, and I believe that God is going to do a great thing this year. He did not bring you this far to leave you right now. That song simply said, no turning back. No turning back.
Yes. Yes.
Says, Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. We are reminded by Jesus, hallelujah. Whoever put their hand to the plow and looked back is not worthy of the kingdom. So we just want to be faithful to the things of God. We want to pray, and we want to believe God that he's going to bless this service. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, that name which has been given above every name, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. We pray in that name that you will minister to our hearts and today. Lord, speak a word that will radically challenge us and change us today. Speak a word to encourage somebody's heart today. Speak a word that will edify and educate us on today. We remove everything that the enemy tries to do to prevent your word and your spirit from coming forward. So, Lord, we thank you for everything operating and running smoothly with the technology in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way in the lives of your people. Have your way in this earth. And have your way throughout eternity. So we give this time to you. Speak to us and give us ears to hear, hearts to receive what you want us to hear in this hour. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So get your hearts ready. Again, send an alert, send an alarm to somebody. Say there's an awesome word for you at the outset of this 2013 season, this year of 2013. We crossed over into a new year, into new opportunities. And we thank God for you. We count it not robbery that you tune into us during this weekday broadcast, and we believe that God is going to speak to you today. So after the next praise and worship song, you're going to hear the word brought forth from our very own Pastor Rebecca Simmons. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I call you Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody greater. Hallelujah. There's nobody greater. Hallelujah. We call you Jesus. Hallelujah. We magnify your name on tonight. We magnify your name on today, God. You are worthy, oh God. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's not coming through totally clearly, but I can hear you, yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just stay with me. Amen. As we hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen. It's not coming through clear?
No, there's an echo now.
There's an echo. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just exhort the people as I get this technology together. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is up to something. God is, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. He's getting ready to pour out of his spirit on today. And we just thank God as Pastor prepares to bring forth a word that God is going to continue to bless those who seek him in this hour. Hallelujah. I said to the people of God on our prayer line yesterday, we need to seek his face and not his hand. God is going to bless us in spite of ourselves. He's going to show us grace in spite of ourselves. God is in the name of Jesus. He's in the mercy business, the miracle working business. And I just thank God that he, in the name of Jesus, when I mess up, when you mess up, when we miss it, he does not hold that thing to our account. But all we got to do is repent and turn, and we're right back in right standing with God Almighty. So we thank God that he gives us another opportunity, even in this 2013 year that he has given us, 2013. I believe that God is a God of second chances. God is going to allow some things in your life to be radically changed this year. I believe that the word of the Lord, amen, has already gone ahead of you, has already gone ahead of me. And we just need to believe and walk by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's much better. Yes.
Amen. We're going to go forward with the word. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things he has done and that he is doing. God is good and worthy to be praised, and we praise his name on today. Hallelujah. We give him the glory, the honor, and the praise because he is worthy of that glory, of that honor, and of that praise. Hallelujah. I want you to grab your Bibles. Amen. Hallelujah. Believe me, when we're on it, working on the internet, believe me, there will be challenges. First and foremost, the devil does not want the word to go forth anyway. And secondly, we're working with technology, so there will always be challenges with technology. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily, I'm going to keep your mic open. If you would just mute your phone, then that would be good. I'm going to keep your mic open, but if you would just mute yourself, that would be great. Amen. Grab your Bibles. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 22. I'm going to read from verses 1 through 13. Amen. And it reads, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by the horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise today. Hallelujah. Just because of who you are. Father, we ask that you take this time to speak through me, your woman servant, and speak to your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Minimize me. Increase your Holy Spirit, oh God, and speak into the hearts of your people on today. Hallelujah. I humble myself under your mighty hand and say, Lord, have your way. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak. In the name of Jesus, save souls, change lives. Set the captives free. Fill us with power. Set us on purpose, oh God. Open the eyes of the blind, oh God. Let the deaf hear and the mute speak, oh God. And at the end of this time, we will be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you today on the topic of give it back to God. Give it back to God. Hallelujah. Even as we have read the scripture from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, 1 through 13, hallelujah, we see the account of Abraham, who is considered to be the father of faith. Hallelujah. In Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, they talk about Abraham, hallelujah, how he believed God against belief. My God, this is a season when we have to believe God against belief. In other words, we got to hope
against hope. We have to believe God during this season for the impossible. The Bible tells us that with man, some things are impossible, but not with God, not with God. My Bible tells me that with God, all things are possible with God. You got to hear what God is saying to you on today. In the middle of that impossible situation, God is saying, this is not too hard for me. God is saying in the middle of what you're going through on today that it's not impossible for him to bring you through this tough time. It's not impossible for him to actually turn that situation around. You have to know on today that God is the God of the turnaround. God is the God of the turnaround. He can step into the middle of your storm and say, peace, be still, and the storm will stop. Yes, he can. Our God is all-powerful and all-magnificent. He is an awesome God, and there is nothing too hard for him. Hallelujah. And I believe that Abraham had a clue as to the magnificence of the power of our God. Because when God came to Abraham and he spoke to Abraham, and he said, Abraham, take your son Isaac, your only son whom you love, take him and bring him up to a mountain on Moriah. I will show you where, and sacrifice him unto me. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Abraham got up early the next morning and took his son and took a couple of servants and saddled his ass and said, let's go and let us go and worship God. Hallelujah. And Abraham came and went to the place of which God had told him. And you have to understand here that Abraham, the Bible says, was tempted of the Lord. And we know that the Bible tells us that God does not tempt us unto evil. So what did in the context of this word tempt is the word means to test. So God tested Abraham. Amen. He tested Abraham at this particular season in Abraham's life. And there will always come a season in your life where God will test you, where God will test you to see what you're really made of, and to see if your actions will line up with your words. Because so many times we will tell God what we will do, but when it comes time to put the pedal to the metal, so to speak, we backpedal and we do not go forward to do what God has told us to do. And it's time, woman of God, it is time, man of God, for you to stop talking and begin to act. It's time to line up your words with your actions. It's time to begin to put some feet to your faith. Amen. It's time to begin to show God that you really do mean it when you say, Lord, I love you. That you really do mean it when you say, Lord, I praise you. When you tell God that you will do anything for him, God wants to know during the season that you really do mean it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abraham was put to the test. Amen. God tested Abraham. And I'm here to tell you that the test in your life, and some of you are in the test right now. My God. Some of you are in the test right now, but the test does not come to take you out. The test comes to reveal some things. The test will reveal, number one, how much you already know. My God. Y'all know, you know, when we're in school and the teacher gives us a test, and that test has many specific goals in mind. Amen. The test is in here to reveal, and even as God tests us, the test is here to reveal how much we already know. How much we already know. The test will also reveal, number two, how much you still need to learn. See, a lot of us know a lot about God. A lot of us know a lot about life. A lot of us know a lot, but there's still a lot that you have to learn. How many of you will agree with me that you never stop learning, that you never stop learning in life, that there will always be lessons to learn in life from any particular situation or circumstance that you find yourself in? And I'm telling you on today that if you're being tested, that the test is coming to bring forth one of several revelations, amen. One, how much you already know. Two, how much you still need to learn. The test is also coming to reveal. Three, your readiness for promotion. My God, is it time for your breakthrough? Is it time for God to elevate you? Is it your season? Is it your turn? Is it your time? My God, is it your kairos? Amen. Is it time for you to shift, my God, from one position to another? Is it time for God to promote you on the job, to promote you in ministry? Is it time for God to increase you? Is it time for God to give you more money? My God, is it time for God to give you more responsibility? Well, my brother, my sister, that's yet to be revealed in the test, because the test is going to show you and to reveal to God your readiness for promotion. And finally, the test is going to reveal, hallelujah, and it's going to begin to teach, my God, you about God's ability to provide. My God, some of you need to know, hallelujah, that this tough time that you're going through is not because you've done anything wrong, but it's because God wants to do something right in your life. God wants to show you, my God, the place where your faith should be fixed, the place where your faith should be positioned, my God, hallelujah. So many of us have put our faith in people, and we have put our faith in things. We have even put our faith in our own ability, my God, that has been given to us by God. But God says that he needs you to put your faith in him, and in him alone during this season. I know it looks like a hot mess. I know it's tough. I know you're in the middle of a struggle. But God says don't trust in folk. Don't trust in people. Don't trust in your friends. Don't even trust right now in your family. My God, don't trust in your spouse to provide and to bring you out. But God says put your trust in him. Put your faith in him. God says he wants to show you. This is a season where God wants to show you that he truly is God and he truly is able. Hallelujah. I mean, I often think about the three Hebrew boys in the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how the king, because they refused to bow, wanted to, y'all know, I preached about this on last week here on in the virtual sanctuary. The king wanted to throw them into the fire because they would not bow. They would not break or violate the laws of God. They would not bow and worship any other god. So they were thrown into the fire. But they told the king before they went in that, you know, king, oh king, you can throw us into this fire, but we're coming out. They were saying that our God is able to bring us out. And somebody needs to shout on today, and you need to shout, you know, I'm in the middle of the fire, but I'm coming out. See, God wants you to get a conviction in your heart. He wants you to get a pistis, but that's a steadfast faith in his ability to bring you out. Somebody needs to shout, I'm coming out. I'm in the middle of the fire, but I'm coming out. I'm in the storm, but I'm coming out. I'm in a tough place right now, but I'm coming out. I'm in Lodabar, like the Mephibosheth, but I'm coming out. Mephibosheth, but I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Mephibosheth said, why is it, God? Why is it, King, O King, that you will look upon a dead dog like me? And the king says to him, Mephibosheth, you consider you to be a dead dog. You consider yourself to be a dead dog, but you're going to sit at the table of the king all the rest of the days of your life. So you got to hear me on today. God is saying, no matter how bad they talked about you, no matter how low you sunk in life, no matter how many things you did wrong, no matter how filthy and wretched you were, God says you're coming out. You've been called to sit at the table of the king all the rest of the days of your life. That means that God will provide. My God, whatever you need, just think on the goodness and the mercy of God, because God is getting ready to show up and show out in the middle of that situation. See, but you got to give it back to God. See, you know that God is the only one that can meet your need, but you have been holding on to it, trying to do it yourself, huh? But God is saying it's time for you to give it back to him. See, there was a time when you trusted God, when you said, I'm going to trust God, and I'm going to give this thing to God. But then you picked it back up. See, there was a time when you gave your troubles to God at the altar. There was a time when you gave your life to God at the altar. But then you picked it back up. And God is saying, I need you to lay it back down. There was a time when you gave your temper to God. There was a time when you gave your bad attitude to God. And God is saying, give it back to me. I want it back. There was a time when you gave your heart to God. And now, because life got hard and life happened, you took it back and you picked it up. And God is saying, I want it back. Give it back to me. God is saying, give me back your hope. Give me back. Give me back the call that I put on your life. I gave you that call. I'm the one that called you to ministry. Give me back that call. You're trying to do it in your own strength. And God said, you can't do it in your own strength. Give it back to God. You got to give that ministry back to God. Give the church back to God. You can't carry it in your own strength. You can't do it. Only God is going to be able to do what you're facing in this season in your life. Only God is going to be able to bring you out. You got to give it back to God. Hallelujah. Give it back. Give God back your joy. Give him back your praise. Hallelujah. You got to give it back to God. The devil did not just steal your joy from you, but he took it from God. See, when within the devil, that's why we say don't let nobody steal your joy. That's why we preachers tell you don't let nobody steal your joy. Hallelujah. Because if the devil can steal your joy from you, then he's taking God's praise. My God. See, if you don't have joy, you can't praise God. And God is saying, I need you to have joy overflowing in your heart. That's why God tells us to guard our hearts. Because out of your heart comes all of the issues of life. My God. Hallelujah. That's why when God told Sarah she was going to have a baby in her old age, he told Sarah and Abraham to name the child Isaac. And Isaac means laughter. Isaac means laughter. See, God wanted to remind Abraham and Sarah that while they were on their way in pursuit of the promise, that they had to keep Isaac in their hearts. They had to keep Isaac in their minds, which means that they had to keep laughter in their hearts, and they had to keep laughter in their minds. And when you laugh, what do you experience? You experience joy. And and remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's where your power comes from. So you have to remember to keep laughter, to keep joy in your heart. You have to remember not to be dismayed by the troubles of this world. Don't be dismayed by your haters. As a matter of fact, don't worry about your haters. Don't worry about people who are coming against you. God said that he would prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. You have to realize that God is getting ready to prepare the table, and he's going to serve the promise on the table before your enemies. He's going to give you your promise right in the presence of your enemies. I feel like running right now. God is getting ready to bless you right in front of your enemies. That's why your enemies are still in your life. That's why you still have haters in your life, because God is getting ready to bless you right in their face. My God, he's getting ready to bless you in the presence of your enemies. Hallelujah. God is going to bless you in the presence of your enemies. Hallelujah. And Abraham had to remember through the hard times. He was promised, and at the age of 75, he was already old, and Sarah was 65, my God. And you know, as women, by the age of 50, we can forget about ovulating or trying to conceive a child. But God was talking to Sarah and Abraham not about something that would be a natural occurrence. He was talking to them about something that would be a supernatural occurrence. He was talking to them about a miracle, something that could not be conceived in the natural by man, but that could only be given by God through the supernatural. Hallelujah. You have to understand that this is a season that God is going to bless you, not through the natural realm, but by the supernatural. In other words, start looking for your bank account to increase, and you have not received a paycheck. Start looking for healing in your body and you haven't gotten to the doctor yet. Start looking, my God, for miracles, my God, to fall from heaven. This is the season of the open heaven. Hallelujah. And God wants you to remember to have joy, because even though God is coming to bless you, there shall be tribulation, because the devil does not want you to be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil doesn't want you to be blessed. I say it again. The devil does not want you to be blessed, so he's going to come against the plan of God, but he shall not prevail. The devil shall not prevail. God promised Abraham and Sarah a child, and they went through 25 years of tribulation, of trials, of tests. Amen. They had to be tested. Hallelujah. And now Abraham was faced with the final test. He was faced with the final test, where God says, bring up the promise, bring your son Isaac, bring the promise that I have given you, the blessing that I have given you, and give it back to me. Give it back to me. Give it back to me. Sacrifice it on the altar. And Abraham did so. Hallelujah. And as he was going, my God, he took Isaac, the wood and the knife, and he took Isaac, and he took two people with him. But it came to a point where he had to tell the people, y'all stay here. He had to tell, see, it comes to a point in your well, you have to tell some folk, this is as far as we can go together. You all stay here, because I got to go up on this mountain and I have to sacrifice some stuff to God. And see, there's a place where you can only go by yourself with what God has instructed you to take with you. Hallelujah. And you have to hear God on today, that God is going to allow you to walk alone during this season. Hallelujah. Because this is a season testing for you, and this test is going to stretch you. This test is going to bring forth more character. This test is going to bring forth more integrity. This test, hallelujah, is going to pivot you and push you into your blessed place. Hallelujah. Because just as Abraham got ready to sacrifice the lamb, my God, got ready to sacrifice his son, my God, God spoke to Abraham, and said, Abraham, do not sacrifice the child. Look around you. And Abraham looked around, and this is my final point. Abraham looked around, and there was a ram in the bush, caught by the horns in the bush. So you see, God is saying it's time to take your faith by the horns. It's time to take his promises by the horns. It's time to take his provision, what he has already provided for you, by the horns. In other words, hold on to this thing by the horns. You got to hold on to the promise of God and don't let go. You got to hold on in faith and believe that God said it, and you have to make up in your mind that you believe the promise of God. You have to make up in your mind that you are not going to look to the left or to the right, that you are not going to be distracted, that you are not going to be discouraged, that you will not be moved away from the promise of God, but that you are going to be, do, and have everything that God has established that you would be, do, and have during your lifetime. There is not one promise of God, hear me on today, there is not one promise of God that he has made for your life that will fall to the ground. Not one word of God will fall to the ground. Take God at his word. Believe God's word. Rely on God's word. But at the same time, God is asking you to give that thing that he has given you by way of his promise, to give that thing that he has given you by way of his promise. God is asking you to give it back to him. In other words, some of you are so focused on the promise that you have forgotten the God of the promise. And God says, I need you to put your mind back on me. I need you to focus on me. I need you to hold my hand as I walk you through the valley of the shadow of death. I need you to walk with me. I need you to talk with me. I need you to have faith in me. Don't have faith in the promise, but have faith in me. I am the God of the promise. I need you to give that thing back to me. Give me back the ministry. Give me back everything that I have given you. Give me back the call on your life. Give me back your children. Give me back your marriage or your hope to be married. Give me back your finances. Give me back that job that you're working, that you're talking about you hate this job. Give it back. Give it back to me. Give me back your hope. Give back to me your joy. And give me back your praise. Hallelujah. 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 Give it back, saints of the Most High God. What has God required of you today that you would give back to him? Give back, God, the very thing that he has given you to bless you. See, sometimes God blesses us so much that it pushes us away from him. But see, God is not pushing us away from him. It's our own selfish desires that push us away from God. And God is saying, I need you back. Give me back your heart. Give me back your commitment. Give me back your dedication. Give me back your obedience. Come back to me. Come back to your first love. Give it back to me because I have more in store for you. See, you don't understand. You don't understand. You've only received part of the blessing. You've only received part of the blessing. You have not yet received everything that God has for you. See, but God is asking for obedience during this season because not because he is a taskmaster and not because he's a hard God, but because he wants to bless you. He's asking you for more because he wants more from you so he can give more to you. Hallelujah. There's more that God has in store for you. And I just came today to tell you that in order to get everything that God has for you from him, you have to give back to God everything that he has already given you. Hallelujah. Give it back to God. Hallelujah. Give it back. Abraham had to sacrifice Isaac. Not literally. He didn't kill Isaac. God would never have required that he kill Isaac. But he had to spiritually, in his heart, give back to God. Give Isaac back to God the very promise that he had received from God. I hope you're hearing God on today. And I bless you. And I challenge you today to give it back to God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him, hallelujah. God some things back. I'm giving God back my praise. Hallelujah. I'm giving them back my children. Hallelujah. Yes. They've been acting crazy, but I'm giving them back to God. Hallelujah. I'm giving God back this money and these financial cares and concerns. Yes. I'm casting my cares on the Lord. Hallelujah. I shouldn't be worried about money anyway. I'm giving it back to God. By faith, I'm giving it back. I'm giving God back my health. I'm giving them back my temple, my body. I'm giving it back to God. Hallelujah. I'm giving it back to God in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and give God back whatever he's requiring of you today. Give him back your praise. Hallelujah. Give God some praise on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give it back. Give it back to God. Hallelujah. My question, hey, hallelujah. Pastor Andy, I feel God. Hallelujah. We got to give God some stuff back today. We carrying stuff that we shouldn't even be carrying. And God wants us to give it back to him. Hallelujah. He's the keeper of the promise. Give God back the promise. Let him keep the promise. He's the promise keeper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. I just feel God touching the lives of his people. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony's on the road. He's in the sanctuary. Thank God for a virtual sanctuary. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We, Father God, thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word, God, where you have talents and exhorted your people to give back, hallelujah, some things to you. Hallelujah. Only that you can release the things that you have stored up for them, oh God. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for a spirit of obedience. Hallelujah. Even as your people are hearing my words that you have given me to speak to them and to their ear gates, oh God, that they will commit this year, at the beginning of this year, Father God, to give you back everything that you have given them. Hallelujah. That they will come to you, Father God, broken, Father God, humbled, oh God, giving you back, Father God. Father God, the very thing that you've given them through your promise, oh God. I pray, Father God, supernatural revelation through this word, Father God, that somebody will hear what they've been waiting to hear. Somebody's been waiting to hear from you, oh God. Been waiting for an answer, been waiting for an answer to prayer. And Lord, I pray that this word, Father God, is the answer to somebody's prayer on today. You told me to preach this word. You told me, God, to tell the people to give it back to you. You told me, God, and you led me to this scripture in the book of Genesis. And God, right now, I speak blessings upon the lives of your people as a result of their obedience, oh God, that your people, oh God, have the ability now to press through oppression, to press through the bondage of the devil, which has been trying to hold them back from getting to you, from even getting to your house, Father God, from getting to the church, that now, Father God, that they have a new fervor and a new zeal, a new level of commitment to come, Father God, God, boldly, Father God, to your house, boldly to your altar in your church, oh God, where they will come, Father God, and lay everything at your altar. And lay everything that you are requiring them to give you, to lay it at your altar. So, Lord, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice that as a result of their obedience, as a result of their commitment, their overflow will flow forth in their lives. I command overflow to flow forth in the lives of the people under the sound of my voice. And, Lord, we just thank you on today, and we praise you that it's already done. I thank you, Lord, for revelation word, revelatory word that speaks to the hearts of the people, even what I did not and could not express through my vocal cords, that you have quickened it upon the hearts of your people by your Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory.
Yes.
I don't know if you had anything to say, Pastor Anthony. Hallelujah.
What a word from the Lord to start off this new year, this new season. Hallelujah. Pastor, you ministered. And it was so many things. I was taking notes. We got to learn how to laugh again. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
We got to expect God to move.
Mm.
I mean, we get what we expect. You covered that, and then you talked about just give God back what we took from Him. I pray, and sometimes the call is on our lives. I was taking notes and I was being ministered too, because you're absolutely right. The burden that so many are walking around with. You don't see the joy that they used to have in their life, the fire for God they used to possess, the kind of diligence they used to live life with. I believe this word is going to stir somebody up, and they're gonna say, okay, God, I'm going to get serious about my assignment once again. I heard the woman of God, and I'm gonna put yesterday behind me, and my best days are ahead of me. So that word is powerful.
Amen.
It's so amazing. Abraham didn't even know where he was going, but he trusted God that much. And
yes.
Sometimes we just don't know what the end is going to be, but we got to trust him.
Jesus. 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 Yes. Yes. My God. Yes. Wow.
So I'm so glad you preached from Abraham, because he is our father Abraham, and he is the one that Jesus called a friend, and I want to be God's friend. I want to, and
amen.
I just want to move and do God's will in the earth. And I just want to say to the listeners, the archive listeners, though, meet us tonight in Elizabeth at our church location. You're going to get the same kind of teaching and preaching, and God is going to do something. There's something about when we come together in one location. So we're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. 07206 is our zip code. And we want to see your face in the place. We want to meet you. Those of you who've been coming, we're going to start tonight promptly at 7:30. And it's going to be an awesome word as we go along in this new year.
Amen, amen, and we're excited. We'll be there tonight, as Pastor said, at New Creation Christian Ministries. We'll be at 87 First Street tonight at 7:30 p.m. If you're in New Jersey, press your way to get there. If you don't have a church home, if you're looking for a church home, amen, or if you just want to visit us, press your way to get there on tonight at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday night, every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. And for those of you listening to the archives, we're here at noon, 12 noon, every Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So press your way to be there. Amen. We look forward to meeting you. We are pastors on a mission. We are on a mission to save souls, change lives, set the captives free, open the eyes of the blind. We're on a mission, amen, to set people into their purpose. Amen. We will build you up. amen, until you get to the place where God will get the glory, amen, out of your life, because you will be living your dreams. You will be living your divine purpose on this earth. And our job as pastors is to build you up, to get you to that place. So we just thank God for you, and we say God bless you. Listen, if you have a desire to sow a seed, you can do so at our website at nccmonline.org. You can also send a check or money order, if that's your desire, to our local address at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. If the Lord puts it upon your heart to partner with this ministry, you will be blessing a blessed church. Amen. So God bless you. And, you know, as a result of blessing the blessed church, you will be blessed. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Remember to stay prayed up. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
J-A-C-S.